In Haines Court on Tuesday, more than two dozen people spoke on Ted Hart's behalf in an emotional display of support. In the end, Hart's current probation, imposed after a felony DUI several years ago, was revoked and he was ordered to serve another full year of probation. He was not sentenced to any jail time. The judge also ordered 120 hours of community service. There were a lot of words used to describe Hart in court this week: respected, friendly, a leader, a student, a teacher, a warrior, and a provider, just to name a few. In his disposition hearing on Tuesday, the judge heard from Hart's family and friends, co-workers, elders, and even a couple of strangers. Hart himself also spoke. Reading from a prepared statement, he broke into tears a few times while taking responsibility for his actions. He talked about his commitment to loved ones and his culture, and he promised to stay away from booze and continue living a clean and productive life.
I have made my share of mistakes. A major one was getting a DUI when I was barely 18. 8 years later, I received a third DUI. I'm very remorseful for these mistakes. It wasn't until I was 100% sober that I realized the seriousness of alcohol and the abusing of marijuana.
The court appearances stem from a felony DUI conviction in 2011. He was accused of violating his probation in 2014 by having concealable guns and alcohol in the house where he was staying. In November, he was found not guilty of weapons charges in criminal court. The petition to revoke probation was still ongoing and could have resulted in jail time, but the judge opted for a lighter sentence. As for court appearances, Tuesday was the last one.
So I think he's going to hopefully go home right now and hug his baby and have a good night's sleep and then wake up tomorrow and start the next chapter.
That's Tim Eyre, Hart's defense attorney. He called the outcome of Tuesday's hearing appropriate. The state was asking that Hart's three-year probation period start over. The prosecution also asked the judge to ramp up the state firearms restriction to include all guns, not just concealable weapons. That would have prohibited Hart from hunting, something he and his family said they rely on. Probation officer Sarah Dallas told the court Hart failed to report in as directed and had a, quote, attitude toward supervision and conviction. Assistant District Attorney Amy Page closed on Tuesday by saying that Hart has no one to blame but himself for the DUIs and events that followed.
You know what? If Mr. Hart has changed his life, that's great. He should have no concerns about continuing on probation then, right? He should be willing to go in and provide clean CBTs at the Haynesboro Police Department. He should be welcoming Officer Dallas at his own to conduct searches. If he's really turned his life around, then the continuation of probation for a period of time should be a welcome to him because it allows him the opportunity to prove what he is asserting, that he's changed his life.
Before the sentence was announced by District Court Judge Keith Levy, a microphone got passed around the gallery. His friends and family testified that Hart has, in fact, changed his ways.
He's grown into a fine young man that anyone would be proud to call their son.
He has led me to where I am today. And without my brother, it's like cutting off one of my arms. I need him here. I need him to help me.
He has things in his life now that are more important than that lifestyle, ads being number one, of course. Setting an example and him wanting to set an example of what a man should look like and what a father should be to his son.
He's the most reliable in a lot of ways in terms of always having a good attitude towards the work. He's very trustworthy. Everybody sort of turns to him.
That was Hart's mother, Harriet Brulette, his brother, James Hart, partner, Megan Elliott, and his boss at the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, Mark Soggy. They were just a few of the people who told the judge that Hart is a valued member of the community, not a danger. And Judge Levy agreed, for the most part.
I think we are more likely to deter you from criminal behavior by having you do treatment or do follow through on the cultural things that you're doing, be a light to your community as you have been, than we are by locking you up in jail. If you're drinking again and you're driving, then I think it's a different story.
Hart will have to serve one more year of probation and perform 120 hours of community service, but he said that won't be a problem.
I have no worries about continuing my probation other than being able to travel. That's really important to me.
Hart is an active carver and said he hopes to travel to Hoonah to work with master carver Wayne Price on a dugout canoe venture. His requests were denied multiple times in the past, he said, adding that the decision will still be left up to the same probation officer. Hart said afterwards that the outpouring of support was greatly appreciated.
I can't let all these guys down now either.
Reporting in Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.